Back into the coffee swing here at Holderness Road, and I'm doing an AeroPress this morning. I've already done one for Shirley in the morning at 8 o'clock. She had to leave early, and Sylvia wasn't on, so, well, it's not even a second choice. It's become just a great alternative, preparing coffee in the AeroPress. So now I've come back from my swimming, and I had a lovely visit from John yesterday. John, who works at the coffee shop where Sylvia comes from, and he brought me some coffee that he got in Sweden, which is from RA Coffee Roaster, and it's an Ethiopian natural called Misty Valley. It was roasted on the 3rd of May. Today we're May 22nd, and he says it's absolutely delicious. So he brought me a little bit of a sample. And it's a filter coffee, and it smells absolutely delicious. I mean, I detect some raspberry smell in there. Don't ask me where that's coming from, but for me, it smells like raspberry. And the interesting thing with any coffee, really, is how does the smell translate onto the palate? So I'll be very, very curious. So I've prepared my AeroPress. It's all ready to go, my Porlex grinder, and I'm just transferring some of the beans that I've weighed first into the Porlex grinder. I'm going to grind away. I'm going to prepare it and brew it on the AeroPress and then see what it tastes like. Very, very curious. Hand grinding is really part of the ritual for me anyway when it comes to AeroPress coffee. Of course, I could use the King, or I actually still have Rocky as well, the Ranchillo Rocky grinder, which was my first purchase together with Sylvia. But it's just far more, how can I put it, invigorating and rewarding to actually grind some coffee on a hand grinder. Bit of a hard work, but then the coffee probably tastes even better. Wow, I must say, now that I've ground the coffee, I've put it into the AeroPress, ready to pour water over it, which is also just about at 85 degrees. It smells unbelievable, like nothing I've smelled before, and I wouldn't equate this to coffee at all. Unbelievable. These beans are tiny, and they've got an aroma which is unbelievable. So, time to pour water, and then just to taste.